This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is Sean Askinosi. He is the founder of Askinosi Chocolate and the author of the book, Meaningful Work, A Quest to Do Great Business, Find Your Calling, and Feed Your Soul. It's our pleasure to welcome Sean Askinosi to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, Sean, I understand that you left a very successful career as a criminal defense lawyer to follow your calling to own your own business. What led you to make that life-changing decision?
I love the law. I love the courtroom. I love the whole thing, everything about it, until I didn't. And when I didn't, I could feel it. And I'm sure you or maybe your listeners can relate to that. You kind of feel it in your bones, like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to do something else. And I had no hobbies. I didn't, kind of a boring guy, I guess, in that sense. So I started some hobbies. I started grilling on a Big Green Egg, and I started baking, and I started chocolate desserts. And then one day in 2005, I thought, I was driving to a funeral of a distant relative, and this idea came to me. Hey, what about making chocolate from scratch? I didn't even know that it came from a bean. I didn't know anything about where it came from. But within 3 months of that thought, I was in the Amazon working with farmers, trying to understand how they influence the flavor of chocolate by what they do with their cocoa beans. And that's it. Now, I will say it took me 5 years from the moment of, oh, I can't do this anymore, to, hey, what about chocolate? So it was a long path. And I kind of detail that in the book and hope that others can see themselves in that path and maybe take something from that.
Okay, now, Sean, the company was recently named one of the top 25 best small businesses in America by Forbes. What was that like for you?
Well, it was a huge honor and an affirmation that Forbes and others would think that this way of doing business, that is profit sharing with farmers, trading directly with them, going to visit the farmers every year for, you know, 10 or more than 10 years, working with local students in our neighborhood and our community and taking them to Tanzania and those things, and that the way we treat people would be affirmed by a place like Forbes is quite an honor. I mean, and it sends a message that, hey, you know, this is a way to do business. This is a way to make meaningful work and to be a profitable company at the same time.
So let's talk about the book. The title of the book is Meaningful Work, A Quest to Do Great Business, Find Your Calling, and Feed Your Soul. Tell us about the book and why you decided to write this book.
Well, you know, I have a full-time job as a chocolate maker and running this little company. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. I mean, of course, I wrote a lot as a lawyer, but nobody ever read it, including the judges, I don't think. But, you know, so they taught us in law school how to, basically, if you knew how to write before law school, you for sure were going to unlearn everything you knew. And but my daughter, Lauren, who's our chief marketing officer, is a great writer. And it was kind of natural. Some people were suggesting, hey, you know, there might be something that you could say that other people might find meaningful and might find an application in their life. And so that was about 3 years ago. Gosh, it's just such an interesting experience to write a book. I had no idea that it would, you know, in some cases even be painful to just get it out, you know, and to put it down and in some meaningful way that others can read and see themselves.
All right. Painful how?
Painful in the sense that, the first couple of chapters, or the first chapter, and especially the introduction, I talk about my father's death when I was 14. He died of lung cancer, and he was a lawyer too. And it was the most traumatic experience so far in my life. And he was my hero. And that, you know, putting that on paper in a way that's not, almost trite, was hard, and it was gut-wrenching. And so, and it relates directly to how I found this path. And I talk about this in the book. I quote Khalil Gibran, who said, "Our greatest joy is our sorrow unmasked." And so what I encourage, and so it's hard to write about, if you have a broken heart, that's hard to write about, sometimes hard to talk about. And so that's how it was painful. But I also, it was cathartic. And I think people who, brokenhearted people, can speak this language, you know, the language of a broken heart. And I think it's that, that the exploration of that is part of what gives us a vocation. It's part of our calling in life and in business. And that's how, that is sort of this twisted path that I took to find this place called Chocolate. And I, so that part was, you know, it wasn't easy.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Sean Askenosi. He is the founder of Askenosi Chocolate and author of the book, Meaningful Work, A Quest to Do Great Business, Find Your Calling, and Feed Your Soul. Now, Sean, what is your definition? What do you consider meaningful work?
For me and for my company, meaningful work is a, is another way of saying it is kinship. We talk about kinship a lot. We talk about mutuality. That is, if we find a way to serve others in our neighborhood or serve students in our neighborhood in our Chocolate University program or in our school lunch program in Tanzania and the Philippines, we want to make sure that it's in a spirit of mutuality. That is, that we're not the service provider and the other people are service recipients. We want to have a kind of shared humanity with farmers and people in our neighborhood. And that gives those things and those behaviors give us a chance at meaningful work for us. And I really want to emphasize that, because meaningful work for you or for others in your listening audience, it's going to be unique to you and unique to them or to their companies. And so I want to say, you know, that my meaningful work, my definition of it isn't clearly, I mean, it's not yours and it's not others. But the point is the question needs to, we need to ask ourselves that question. You know, what is meaningful work? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? And we need to find ways, whether we're an employee in a company or whether we're an entrepreneur or we want to be an entrepreneur, to build it brick by brick. How do we, what does that look like?
Now, Sean, you mentioned this earlier. You yourself, you got stuck in a rut in your career. What advice would you give to our listeners that are stuck in a job that maybe they hate but are afraid to pursue the career that they are passionate about? What advice would you have for them?
The advice that I would give is to really, the first thing is don't Google it. Step away from the Google search box. The answer will not be there, despite the fact that we are inundated with information. So step away from that and then ask yourself, you know, do I need, am I just going through a phase? Do I need to stay where I am? And do I need to sort of embrace the virtue of stability? We find that in relationships and marriages and business. And so, and then as you said, but if they hate it and they can't, it's sucking the life out of them, then they need to say, before they just go to the next shiny object, the next job, I encourage them to do this work that I describe in the book. And that is to find the thing. That's the hard part, to find the next thing that they're passionate about. But as you said in your question, if they know what they're passionate about, they know what that is, then I encourage them to sort of look at this intersection of what they're passionate about, what their skill set is, and the needs of the world. And the needs of the world can be defined in many ways: the needs of your neighborhood, the needs of your community, the needs of your industry. And so if we look at those sort of intersecting points, because it's not just one, then, okay, is this thing that I'm looking at, is it financially feasible? Do I need to borrow money to do it? Can I look at this on a five-year plan and say, okay, this is going to be profitable? And if I don't have the skill set to make that determination of whether it's profitable or not, then I need to bring friends on board to help me who have those skills to look at this thing financially. Does it make sense? How do I do this so that it's not just a fancy, you know, not just a dream, but something that will really be able to support me and my family and how I want to live my life? That's how I encourage people to look at this.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning, Sean. If our listeners would like to find out more about your chocolate, or more importantly, how to pick up a bar or two, or to find out more about the book, how can they find out more?
they can go to their bookseller website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or other book sites, and they can also look us up at askinosie.com, askinosie.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you, sir.
We've been speaking to Sean Askinosie, founder of Askinosie Chocolate and author of the book Meaningful Work, A Quest to Do Great Business, Find Your Calling, and Feed Your Soul. For more information, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this. Stay with us, more to come.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.